Report, Democrat Dark Money Network pushes $500 billion to fight environmental racism. By Wendell Hasebo on March 29, 2021. A Democrat dark money web is behind a $500 billion grassroots push to eradicate environmental racism. According to the Washington Free Beacon, a company named Rewiring America is part of a dark money network operated by Abrabella Advisors, which backs the Build Green Infrastructure and Jobs Act, legislation that seeks to reduce corporate interests from harming the climate. An Arabella subsidiary named Windward Fund, which propels Rewiring America, seeks to build a more impactful environmental movement by providing a vehicle for effective, community-based, grassroots grant-making that elevates the voices of those most impacted by environmental degradation, according to Windward's mission statement. Few are aware that the nation's wealthiest liberal donors use Arabella's $731 million activist network to secretly fund a host of liberal causes, the report said. Dark money groups are not required to disclose their finances, and the Windward Fund and Rewiring America enterprises are no different. It is known, however, Windward Fund hired AJW Incorporated in January, which lobbies for environment groups, including the Environmental Defense Action Fund and Clean Air Task Force. The Build Green Infrastructure and Jobs Act is sponsored by Senators Elizabeth Warren, DMA, and Edward Markey, DMA, and Reps. Andy Levin, DME, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, who wrote a statement expressing climate experts overwhelmingly agree that electrification is one of the best options to adequately address climate change contributions from our transportation sector. The initiative proposes $500 billion in grant funding over 10 years for electrifying public transit systems including buses, school buses, railcars, and fleet vehicles, and for modernizing our nation's crumbling roads, bridges, and rail. The initiative also includes line items to redistribute wealth to low-income and minority communities, as well as communities facing environmental injustice. The bill institutes labor provisions for union workers and a $15 minimum wage hike. Adam Zurofsky, Rewiring America's executive director, said he welcomed the legislation for decarbonizing our economy and meeting the climate challenge.